Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This will be the most confusing story we cover all week.
All right, whatever.
Well, Tommy, it's a story full of contradictions. This man did something that is without question noble and brave.
Fantastic.
He is a hero.
But we need in this country, Patrick.
But it's something that every single first responder will tell you not to do.
Oh.
This man saved a life, which you could argue may have led to a worse outcome for the life that he saved.
Was it the guy thank him?
Well, it wasn't a guy. And
was
this
a girl.
Wasn't a girl.
I'm running out of species here.
And this news story that is celebrating what this guy did is simultaneously telling everyone reading it, don't even think about doing this.
Oh.
There is a video, Tommy, that has gone viral locally celebrating the valiant efforts of one local young man.
What did he do?
24-year-old Eric is the man in question. And the story on News 8 said that Eric's mom looked out on Irondequoit Bay one morning to see a baby deer that had walked out onto and fallen through the ice.
Oh, poor thing.
The baby deer was in serious trouble.
Yeah.
And Eric leapt into action.
What did he do?
In the video, you can see Eric swim walking a few hundred feet.
Wait, in the freezing water.
You got it. To get to the baby deer. And by the way, it was not a flawless execution. Eric was in that water for a while.
Yeah.
And it took a few tries to get that baby deer out.
So did he, you said he swam walked, so it was shallow enough for him to like wade to the like chest high?
Yeah, it kind of looks like it comes up to his chest.
Okay.
Right about his nipples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we talking about man boys or boy mans here?
Or Eric's nipples.
Well, I don't know. I don't know Eric. He probably is. I don't know how high Eric's nipples are. You can't.
Probably standard nipple.
Well, I don't know. Like, look at us. We look like we have standard nipple height, but you take our shirts off, lower nipples than you'd expect.
Right.
Anyway, in the end, Eric got the baby deer out of the water, off the ice, and safe. And even Eric admits in the story, things started to go a little sideways.
Yeah, like hypothermia.
To quote the story on News 8, Tommy, Eric described a numbing cold, his lips, his fingers, and toes even turned purple.
Oh, my God. Sounds like Kimmy's honeymoon.
Tommy, is what Eric did a heroic or a stupid move?
I'm going to say, like, stupid.
Why?
Because, like, it's one of those things where, like, you could rescue the deer, and 20 minutes later, the goddamn thing would be out on the water. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a dumb animal.
Yeah, sure. But so are you, and the hospital would have to save you if he showed up.
That's so true. No, I mean, like, he could have, like, lost a limb, like, due to, like...
He could have died.
Yeah, he could have died, heart attack. Yeah.
So you're saying stupid.
Yeah. It's going to be really funny if somebody shoots that damn thing hunting, like, a year from now.
Kimmy.
Okay. Had a year, extra year of
life.
Yeah,
I got an extra year of life. Maybe cures deer cancer. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is Eric's move a heroic or a stupid move?
I think it's heroic only because I would have been cheering for. It would have been hard to sit there and watch a baby deer struggle. Like, I would have been rooting for somebody to go in and do that.
But you're not going.
I would not have.
Nipples
done it.
Far too high.
And the mother was watching this. Jumping in.
His mom saw this, alerted him, and he went out there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Real quick here.
Sure, sure, sure.
Did mom at ever some point go, Eric, don't do that. Come back, son. Well, it's cold.
I don't know if she told Eric to go do. Maybe he just leapt into action. Yeah. And I mean, he's a grown man. He's not a kid.
I understand. I'm a little curious.
Okay. Can it be both heroic and stupid at the same time?
Well, you can take dumb chances and it works out okay. But if that kid died or had to go to the hospital and was like effed up for the rest of his life over this deer.
Question though. Because I think it's bugging you that it was a deer that he saved. What if it was a dog? Stupid or heroic?
They say deers and dogs are adorable.
Deers and dogs are adorable.
I will say this. Deers, dogs, and Josh Purdy are adorable.
But if it's Brock Purdy, you idiot.
Josh Purdy.
If Josh is Purdy, Brock is last name.
If Josh Purdy was out in that lake, maybe
if that was
go
your
get
dog,
him. Because he's got a playoff game. What's that?
If that was your dog, you're going in, whether or not you like it or not.
Yeah, it's like my dog.
Because your wife's shoving you in there to go get that dog.
But it's still stupid to do. Because if a guy dies trying to rescue his dog, you're dead.
Yeah, well, no, you're right.
You got a family. You got the rest of your life.
But here's the thing. I mean, stupid or not, you can't argue what Eric did wasn't heroic. It was heroic.
It was. It was just displaced.
Whether or not he knew the dangers when he jumped in, he did at least, at minimum, risk his comfort to go in and get that thing. Would either of you have done what Eric did on Irondequoit Bay, jump in that water and save that baby deer?
Oh, no. I can't handle cold water, number one.
Kimmy, would you have done
it? I don't think so. I don't even think, like, in the moment of panic, I would have been able to jump in there.
I'm too much of a puss.
It's a very weird story the way News 8 did it.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, they laud him as a hero. The headline of the story is Man Rescues Baby Deer from Icy Irondequoit Bay. But on the other hand, half of the story is information from experts saying never do what Eric did here.
Yeah, like, I wonder how long you can be in that frigid of water before you start doing damage to yourself.
So I can tell you right now, there is a part in the story where they say the cold shock of getting in freezing water can take you down within 2 to 3 minutes. And
Take you down.
And then right after that, one of the reporters asks Eric if he would do it again. And he looks at the camera and goes, yes.
Hell yeah, man.
So is this a story about being safe? Or is this a story celebrating a guy who rescued a deer?
Well, I mean, it's...
They're celebrating because it all worked out.
But that's just it. Like, what are you trying with? And here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. This kid seems like a great kid.
I'm
like,
sure he
good
is.
Good for Eric, man. It's awesome. Yeah. But, like, you know... It's kind of a disjointed story here because you can't be like, look at what he did, and then be like, don't ever do this again.
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you let your husband do what Eric did?
Well, I mean, I'd have to.
No, let's say he looks at you and he goes, I'm going to go in and get the deer. What do you think?
My husband, like, has a job where he puts himself in danger a lot, right?
And he's handled cold things.
It would be hard for me to call him on his judgment, I guess, you know?
Okay, but like your husband, all right, look, again, your husband is a firefighter.
Yes.
When he goes into dangerous situations, it's to rescue human beings.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. But I don't think I could stop him, I guess is my point.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story that went viral locally. A news story about it showed up on News 8 over the weekend. 24-year-old kid, his name is Eric. His mother looked out the window of their home to see a baby deer that had walked out onto the ice and had fallen through. He's in the water. Deer was in serious trouble. Eric leaps into action. He swim walks a few hundred feet into the freezing cold water. It took a little while to get the deer out. Eric even describes numbing cold in his lips, fingers, and toes. Said all of that turned purple, but he managed to rescue the deer. He is okay. The whole story is about don't do this. Also, look how great Eric is. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Your wife, you're out on Irondequoit Bay. You're taking a walk. Your wife sees this deer and goes, oh, my God, go in and help that baby. Are you going in?
No, and then she'll pull this move.
What?
I'll go get it. And then I'll have to go in and get it to stop her from go get it. And I know fully well she's not going to do it. But because she's going to go, like, up to her, you know, like, her knees starting to do it to, like, man-shame me into dying and doing this. Because she's done it to me in the past.
Really?
With animals in the yards. Oh, go look at that. I go, no, leave it alone. Then she'll, I'll go look.
I'd call her bluff.
No, because if any, here's the thing, like when you're married, you know this.
Yeah.
Like if I do, if I get hurt, I'm just an idiot.
Yes.
If my wife gets hurt, I'm a bad husband. Why did you let her do that?
Hey, man, we live in a country of free will. Women can rescue as many deer as men can rescue.
No, they can't. Don't have to rescue a goddamn thing. They just got to push you into shaming, and then you'll do it, idiot.
You know what's funny?
What?
Like, in this story, I get where you're coming from, yeah, and I don't disagree with you. But Eric didn't do this out of anything but the kindness of his heart.
Oh, no, he had nothing invested in this deer. And I would be afraid I get out there, and the damn thing's fighting me, like, because it doesn't want to be, because it doesn't want a human touching it.
Sure,
it's a wild animal.
Sure.
What if it think that kicks you in the face?
It is remarkable, though.
Or bites you.
No, you're right. But it is remarkable what a motivator not wanting to look like a bitch can be.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in front of your spouse. Like, how many guys listening right now, knowing this was a terrible, dangerous, awful idea, would go in and do it if their wife compelled them to go do it? If their girlfriend, or if just good-looking women were standing
there. Yes. Or if another, let's say, like, it's a two-man job and one dude jumps in, and you're not going to also jump
that
in.
That sucks.
If you have a crowd, it's going to look kind of bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, if one guy makes the decision, you're probably going in, too.
You're right. Well, no, actually, I'm the opposite. He's got it under control. Like, when that bus got stuck when we were at the Bills game.
You got to save the guy.
Kimmy, you watched. We went on a bus up to a Bills game. It got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
Five guys started pushing. That's plenty.
Not Pat.
I walked over and had a beer.
I will say this. Anytime, like, a guy does one of those heroic things, the kids watching it will remember it forever.
Oh, yeah.
My niece, her grandfather on the other side, they had some boating situation where, like, it's in the middle of a storm. There's a kid in the boat. The boat breaks off from the other boat. He swims out, gets in the boat, and gets the kid and gets the boat back. And I'm talking, like, you know, like hurricane weather and stuff.
Holy
like
crap.
To this day, my niece will talk about, like, what a man.
Oh, man.
Her grandpa, it was like Superman times 10 to her. Oh. And, like, that guy could do no wrong for the rest of his life.
You're not helping the keep yourself safe argument.
But it was a dumb thing. You know, the guy was, like, 55 years old and goes swimming after some kid.
Well, he was a kid, though. I mean, I get that. That's
right, but, like, he did. Like, there was other people in that boat that just stood
that
there
didn't
and
do
watched.
Anything. Yeah.
It was in the middle of a goddamn, like, lightning storm.
Okay, Eric is writing us, and I don't know if this is the Eric from the story.
Oh.
But he writes, he says, I figured you might have this take because you're a sissy boy, not caring, tight pants, scared, little cold water bitch.
Yes,
well, Eric.
I think that covers the room.
Joke's on you, Eric. Tight pants and cold water leaves me better to move around. Who's the idiot now? Also, I'm not going in that water.
And more deer meat to eat.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, if anybody gets the statement, it's Kimmy. There's people out here who do stupid heroic stuff every day. I mean, who runs into a burning building, what part in your brain says, let's run into a burning building, you know? There's just people who do that.
No, I mean, Tom.
But that's to rescue human beings, not deer. If there was a house on fire with one deer in it, let it go.
I'm a firefighter. I have gone in to get pets.
Okay, well, Tom, but here's the thing. Like, are you married? You got kids?
I was.
Okay, Tom, when you're married, God forbid, and you know what I mean when I'm saying
the kids
this,
come
Tom.
First.
Well, exactly. Like, Tom, like, if you had gone in to save a pet and something terrible had happened, right? Like, yes, it's a noble thing, and yes, it's an honorable thing, but I'm sure everybody that knows you and loves you would have preferred that Cocker Spaniel to go down instead of you, Tom.
The people who know me know that I was going to go in to get that dog.
He knows how much he loves Cocker Spaniels. Did you say fish? Shut up, Tom. You're not going in for a fish. Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Y'all take care.
There goes fish saving Tom. By the way, it's in water. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that would work.
Could be cooked.
Sidebar. Yeah. Wait, can a house fire gets so hot that the fish boils alive?
Well, I would think so.
Yeah,
the water would get
boiling,
hot. And it would boil the fish.
Well, no,
sense.
But like,
I don't think the water stays cold.
You have to let it boil for 15 minutes, then they're delicious.
Wait, hold on, though. Hold on.
What?
For me to boil water on my stove takes like 10 full minutes.
Yeah, but a house fire, how does it?
How
hot does a fire get in the house? It's got to be like 1,000 degrees.
But that's a flame directly underneath a metal pan.
But the glass is getting hot.
No, I'm saying, how long would it take to boil a fish alive in a house fire?
Well, I wonder, though, if the
good question. Call Channel 10.
Would the glass like crack before it even boiled? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh.
The fish is probably fine.
Yeah.
It's underwater. All right, can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Just again, I am not arguing Eric is heroic here. I got a lot of respect for this kid. It's very impressive. If you watch the video, like he gets after it. I wish I had this in me.
Jumped right in.
Actually, I don't wish. I'm fine with how I am. But natural selection when it comes to the animal kingdom is a real thing, right?
Oh, sure.
All right, let me ask a potentially stupid question. Is this baby deer going to die anyways?
Well, yeah. I don't know how long does a deer live in a wild?
No, I guess what I'm saying is, there's nothing in the story, and I don't know because I wasn't there, that says anything about like a mom waiting for the baby deer.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean the mom knew the deer was effed and took off? Is the deer out on the ice because maybe mom has been hit by a car and isn't around for some reason? Oh. Maybe she's down at the bar smoking her deer cigarettes. She don't take care of her fawns. It would be the ultimate kick in the scrot.
What's that?
For poor Eric here to risk his safety, his life for this deer, and it dies in 5 days.
No, that could happen.
Right? And again, even if the deer
I guess at least like you didn't watch it die, died some other way.
Okay.
Well, you gave it five more days.
You know how you can make sure you don't watch
it
die?
But you'll never know.
Go in the other room.
You know what the problem is too? Like on Instagram and stuff, they'll show you these fake videos of like animals being rescued and then the animal comes back and thanks you. Okay. Like it would know that.
Look,
you saved that bear and it brought you a salmon. No, that didn't happen, man.
There are a lot of AI videos like
that.
That's AI?
Some of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like your dog brought home a little baby polar bear, and then the mama bear came back to thank you, and then ate your entire family, and then polished up a couple of Cokes.
Robert writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. I had to go into my pond years ago to rescue my cane Corso. Is that a dog?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yep.
Okay. My dad was flipping out and yelling.
A big dog, too.
Because I handed my coat and said, I'm going in. After the dog and I got out, Dad stood there smoking cigs and said, I've never seen anything like that. He still brings it up to this day.
Well, I thought he would have died from the cigarette.
Robert finally earned the respect of his dad.
His paw.
But again, I mean, it's his dad loving his son, right? Like,
but you wouldn't want to see your daughter doing something like this,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely not!
You'd be screaming, get out of the goddamn water. You're going to get killed.
100%. 100%. All right, I'm going to read a long one here because we're getting all the hero stories. And when you do a hero moment, I want you to
come
have
out.
All right. David writes, I do HVAC. I was at a Marketplace Mall, 40-degree weather. It was raining. I heard screaming, looked over, saw a Cadillac that had driven into a big pond. Elderly couple screaming for help. I remember this story. The woman was probably, she was a big woman, 5 feet tall. She was struggling and fell under. I had to wait out there, carry her out, fireman's carry, brought her out. Probably 100 people or so were pulled up in cars and maintenance. One person gave me a hand as I went back to get her husband, who was terrified. He was like 90 pounds. The water was up to his neck. All I remember was not one person assisted me. There were plenty of blue-collar construction men around. I froze my dong off. Marketplace Mall security called my boss, told them what I had done, and asked if I had performed the service call. I mean, but again, those are human beings.
I wonder.
But I'd still be afraid, like going up to that car with these two elderly people. You know, that woman might bite you or start scratching you. You don't know how they're going to react. You know.
But I mean, that's David. That's an unbelievably.
But I wonder
thing.
If you asked David before if he would have done that, what his answer would have been. Whereas, like, you don't know what your action will be until you're in that situation.
I'll
like,
give you
maybe
the
he would have said, like, "Nah, I probably not. I'm not going in." But then when it's in front of you, you have no choice.
I'll give you the answer. Every man says they're going in.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every man.
You have to.
Every man says they're going in. Whether or not when you know if you're going in is when that moment has shown up in front of your face.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's like, I like to think I'm really good at fake trying.
Are you?
Yeah. At least I think I am.
You're not, but wait, go on.
Yeah. I've got, yeah. Hold on. I
got
to get these shoes off.
Situation.
Man, damn laces.
No, I'm just, look. Yeah. To the point Kimmy made out of the gate here with Eric saving this baby deer, the video is all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone listening has already seen it if you haven't gone to look for it while we're talking about it, right? Unbelievable move by what seems to be a great kid. I am just glad that I was not in a situation where I would have to do it. Because I would be judged like, I'm not going in. I'm not doing
it. No, I physically, even if I tried, the cold water, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And that makes us good people for knowing that we're pansies and admitting it.
Oh, yeah. I'm part of that pansy generation.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Bill writes us on
Instagram. What's he saying about us?
He said that deer's mom's doing commercials with George Kittle for Little Caesars. That's why he was out there in the water.
Yeah.
She's not taking care of her kids. And then George Kittle blew out his ACL last night.
Poor thing.
Thanks a lot, deadbeat mom deer. Eric, attaboy, buddy. We're glad you're safe.
Congrats.
All right. Woo. And if that was you that wrote me on Instagram, go screw yourself. Let's take a break.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The great philosopher Robert Dylan once said, times, they are a-changing.
Oh, that's a good one.
But what's changing here is something none of us could have seen coming. This was the easiest of the delivery foods. It's been the favorite food for tens of millions of Americans for decades.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like it. If you don't, I don't get it.
Amen, brother. But it turns out, maybe this whole time, we've loved this food not because we love the food, but because of the convenience.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF Pizza. Has plummeted down the list of America's favorite takeout food options.
So it sounds like we're just not eating it, period, or just on takeout?
Okay, a little delivery. More the takeout than the other one, but pizza sales are down. This is according to a recent story in the Wall Street Journal, the preeminent publication for all pizza-related stories. In the 1990s, pizzerias were the second most popular chain restaurants in America behind American Burgers and Fries.
Yeah.
Right? That peaked in 2019. Today, pizzerias are ranked sixth.
What happened?
Even more remarkable, there are two types of food businesses specifically that have overtaken pizzerias in the delivery game. Can either of you guess what they are? Oh, I'm sorry. No, not delivery game. This is amount of restaurants in America.
I'm going to say Mexican food.
Okay, Mexican food's one of them.
Like your Chipotle's and places like that.
Yeah, and mom and pop's, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You want to take a shot at the second one?
I was also going to say Mexican. I mean, I would say Chinese, but that's always got to, that's probably always up there, right?
Nope. Coffee shops now outnumber pizzerias. Coffee shops, bakery kind of places.
Yeah.
So right now, there are more Mexican restaurants than pizza places. And that checks out with the story that we had last year. Because for decades, Italian food was the favorite, quote, ethnic food for Americans.
Yeah, number one, baby.
But Gen Z and younger, right now, it's Mexican. Mm. And that push has plummeted the amount of pizzerias and raised up the amount of Mexican joints. I'm going to ask a question.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We all love pizza.
Yes.
But did we love pizza so much back in the day? Because for years, it was the only food we could get delivered.
Oh, I mean, maybe that's...
convenience of it all.
And you also said pizza got super expensive.
Yes, but okay, so let's talk about that. There is a belief in this article.
Yeah.
That people, when they order a pizza, are now stunned at what it costs. And that is due to the rising cost of ingredients. And I get that. We've all had that moment the last 3 years where, like, they tell you what the pizza's going to cost you. You're like, ho! But you order any other food from a delivery app.
It's not cheap.
No.
And then you got a tip. And then, there's other fees involved.
And like when it comes to like pizza delivery, they're one of the few delivery places that most of them, if they charge you a delivery fee, it's small. Where when you order on like Uber Eats or Grubhub, you're paying Kimmy double what the food costs.
And sometimes you have to wait a lot longer.
Exactly.
But it's still coming to my door, which it didn't before.
But the pizza did.
Right.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Now the convenience of having anything I want delivered.
So it's too much competition.
I guess with the argument, you know, Tommy's question about the price, yes, the price of pizza has gone up. But I would still argue pizza is the cheapest of the delivery
options. And it's usually like if I got a bunch of people, I know everybody likes pizza.
Yeah.
So if I get a pizza, yeah. I've satisfied everybody. If I start going down these weird different foods, like, I don't like this, I don't like that, I got an allergy over here, okay.
Well, here's the other thing. Restaurants have started to pick up on this. Like, let's use a Bills game for example, yeah. right? Like, you're going to have 10 people over and you need food.
Yeah.
Fried chicken places specifically are building out, here's food for 10 people.
Oh, okay.
Here's your sides, here's your entree. KFC runs stuff like that. Arby's yeah. runs stuff like that. McDonald's did the Bills Mafia box mm-hmm. for a little while. Like, these restaurants caught on. Now that the food can get to your front door, they will sell you a crap load
package.
Of food.
Oh, all right.
Exactly. But, like, outside of Chinese, mm-hmm. before Uber Eats and, like, what other food was easy to call up and get brought right to your front door?
Back in the day?
Yeah.
That was it.
Is there anything I'm missing?
Well, there's also some food what I would think, like, doesn't hold up when it comes to, like, delivery, which I would think something like Mexican food, like, you're going to sit down and eat it at the place. Unless it's, like, Taco Bell, maybe.
Okay.
But even still, I'm eating it right away.
But that's the other thing about pizza. It travels so well.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right.
It can sit.
Yes, my Mexican food, Kimmy, I want it is second it
yeah,
hits my table.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It starts falling apart.
Right.
But
the longer you let it sit, the more difficult it becomes to eat.
And that goes for burgers and that goes for everything else. But for some reason, we have no problems paying double for a cheeseburger that's going to taste half as good as it did when it gets to my house.
Yeah, true.
What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
And by the way, they advertise so many pizza joints when you're watching the game yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's endless.
Agreed. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. Folks writing us again. A story in the Wall Street Journal says pizza popularity is plummeting right now. It is no longer the most popular food delivery in America. It is also no longer the second most, how do I put this, located, with the most locations in America. It has been eclipsed by coffee and bakery chains and Mexican places. Dom writes, not for nothing. He brings up the expense. He goes on to say, you can only do so much with pizza before it gets boring. I disagree.
No, you can do anything with a pizza.
Especially around here?
I mean, it's such a base thing that you can put whatever you want on it.
You disagree, Kimmy?
No, I'm saying you can, but I don't know a lot of people. Like, I've never gotten sick of pizza.
Same.
Like, I could eat it every day and still not really be sick of it.
I agree.
And I can't think of a topping that I had that wasn't for me.
Yeah, but
completely. But I could get through it.
You like weird-ass toppings, though.
Yeah. So, like, the best one
I
ever had.
You're the one that ruins the pizza at the party.
Yeah.
Can you get half mushrooms, half anchovies?
Can we get anchovy and fennel?
Anchovies are delicious.
No, they're not, bro.
But one of the best ones I ever had.
I get the chicks you grew up with why you would like anchovies, but for the rest of us, no.
They were nice girls, Pat.
I didn't say it was their fault.
Spam. I had spam on a pizza, and it was so good.
Oh. God. Also, thanks to the girls.
Was it pineapple and spam? Or just spam?
I think it was just spam.
Was it pineapple and
spam?
Well,
I've seen like the pineapple spam combination.
Well, for some reason, spam is very big on Hawaii because of the service.
Yeah, the GIs.
Yeah.
No, I'm
with, left them that in chlamydia.
I'm with Kibby on this. You are the guy that when you want to order a pizza, ruins
the
pizza.
There's always one person who can't just like get the pepperoni.
Do you not like mushrooms? You brought up mushrooms.
Not a fan.
You're a monster.
I love mushrooms.
Mushrooms are great.
And sausage. We don't like sausage on a pizza.
The standard go-to Duffy household pizza. On game day.
Yeah. Mm.
Sausage, mushrooms, onions. Maybe some spinach if I'm feeling
sausage. No ronies?
No, I mean, I'll do...
Pepperoni's so base.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, you'll want the veggie pizza, but then still eat the pepperoni side.
Oh, yeah.
Jerk. Yeah, well, I mean... Yeah, no, you're a dick.
No, I will say this. If I'm eating pizza, I don't want a healthy pizza. I want pizza.
Well, because...
I'll have a salad if I'm going to eat healthy. If I'm going bad, I'm going bad. Give me the sausage. Give me the beef.
No, I'm with you, man.
Give me all the meat. Give me all the greasy meat I can handle.
Give me the beef.
Greasy? Said. Who doesn't like greasy meat?
You a big fan of greasy meat?
Bro.
You're not going to believe this.
Bro, I could eat my weight in greasy meat.
Well, after I read this article and saw that pizza may be vulnerable here, I decided to get in the meats game. Yeah.
Is it greasy meat?
Oh, it's super greasy meat.
I love it. Where is this at?
Oh, it's a kiosk in the men's room.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Pat's The Greasiest of Grease. Give me your hands. We're about to get them nice and wet. Greasy meat sauce. I would argue, because again, this article in the Wall Street Journal talking about how nationally pizza has been taking a beating, right?
So we're not drinking. We're not eating pizza. What the hell are we doing?
Well, here's
now?
The thing. Here's the thing.
It's so goddamn boring as a country.
This is a national article.
Yeah.
I would make the argument that Rochester is immune to what we're talking
about. So we're not.
I still have like five pizza places within walking distance.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, we told you last year, Rochester was named the best pizza city in America. That is a scientifically documented thing. That is not us talking about it. And outside of national chain places, which have a hard time surviving here.
Yeah.
There is almost no pizza joint you can order from in Rochester and be disappointed by.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And we also live in a community where there are so many pizza places, like Kimmy just said. Mm-hmm. You can order from six different places for delivery no matter where you live. If you live in the sticks, if you live in the middle of the city, you live in the suburbs, there are six places that in 45 minutes mm-hmm. will bring you a hot, fresh pizza.
Yeah.
On top of that.
Yeah.
Tommy, for as many mom-and-pop places as there are in the greater Rochester area, you never see Rochester pizza places go out of business.
No. I can't think of it. The only one was that Great Northern.
Yeah. Okay, that's, but that was super unique. And those guys from Great Northern opened up a new pizza place out in Greece, which is phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
But like you talk about Salvatore's, Mark's, Pontello's, Coriglio's. When's the last time a major name pizza place disappeared?
In this town? Never.
Doesn't happen.
No.
They show up and they live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those places we just named, Salvatore's, Mark's, Pontello's, Coriglio's, they have existed next to each other for decades. Some of them are in the same, like, you know, shopping malls or strip malls, right?
Yeah, like they can see each other.
Yes. And that's not counting the, you know, 70 standalone pizza places that exist on their own. You know what I mean?
Slim.
Your Colombini's and your, you know, Ken's Pizza Corners and your stuff like that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting on hold. Let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Hey there. How's it going?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Yeah. So I think COVID had a lot to do with it. It brought up the rise of all the other delivery services. Plus, everybody was home and bored and bought those expensive Uni pizza ovens.
Ooh. So you're
got to justify home pizza that. Makers.
No, that's a good take. Industry Analysis wrote us on Twitter. People are buying the home pizza ovens. You can buy the dough. It's pretty cheap that way. Now, here's the thing. We've talked to Eric before, and he's got a very unique voice. So I remember Eric is an at-home cooking guy. That's you, right, Eric?
Yep.
So you are one of these dicks.
He does the bread and the pizza and all that stuff.
But I promise you.
Yeah.
Eric's one of these dicks that believes his homemade pizza is better than store-bought pizza.
Eric?
Oh, yeah. Mine is absolutely the best in Rochester.
The best.
Get him.
Yeah.
With that kind of voice, you make a really good Italian pizza, do you? Oh, boy, it's a tasty one, I'll tell you.
Hey, Eric, you know?
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, you seem like a nice guy, and I'm sure you make good pizza. There is no worse a human being than person who says, my homemade pizza is better than the pizza place pizza. That doesn't exist.
Because you can't even tell me why it's better.
Why is it better, Eric?
I work hard at it. I created my dough recipe myself. It rests for at least a minimum of a week.
Why don't you try that with your mouth?
You guys will call that off, and I
really?
Like Eric.
Coming
I like
from you?
My mouth's the best in town, Eric.
Uh-huh. Pat, you want to come by on a Friday?
You're
more than welcome to.
My cheat day's on Sunday, Eric. It just doesn't line up. You know, the universe isn't in line here. But I appreciate the
that and more at Eric's Pizza Party. Silence.
Eric, one of these days, look, you've talked about what a great cook you are, and you know your stuff. You know,
was he a chef?
One of these. Well, you never worked as a chef, did you, Eric?
No. Okay. I'm not
man,
a chef.
Your stuff is garbage, man.
Eric, one of these days we're going to line it up, and I'm going to come eat you out of house and home, buddy.
Sure. Happy to.
Well, Eric, thank
bring
you.
Bring beer.
I will bring beer. Eric, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Take care.
All right. You know he wants that weird-ass beer, too.
Yes.
Bring beer. I want, like, Uncle Steve.
He's that guy.
He's got a picture of, like, a peacock wearing, like, a backwards baseball hat on it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Jack on hold, but it's a lady Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's on CMF. Hey, Lady Jack, how are you?
Hey.
Hey.
I was excited about this conversation. I was watching a documentary called The Food That Built America.
I love that show.
That's a show?
It's a whole,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right.
a whole episode about Domino's Pizzeria and how they revolutionized the delivery service. And they were the first to promote delivery, and that's what set their business model apart.
And here's the thing. So remember they had that you know, guaranteed in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
They had to get rid of it because they found out that their drivers were, like, running red lights and almost – there was, like, a bad accident.
Yeah, dangerous driving.
And then they had – remember the Noid, the mascot they had?
Yeah, they got in and messed up with your pizza.
They had to get rid of the Noid because a schizophrenic guy thought the Noid was, like, listening to his thoughts. And
it was an actual thing?
He took a bunch of people hostage.
Oh, wow.
That was a real thing. Anyway, Jack, I'm sorry. Are you sick of pizza?
I could never be sick of pizza.
Okay.
She's a big girl.
Stop that.
That's what her husband keeps saying.
All right, Jack, outside of pizza, what is your favorite delivery food?
The tacos. I got to say the Mexican. I fall in that category.
Okay. All right, man. Mexican food has gotten so good locally. So good. I went to Adelita's out at Eastview Mall
on
Saturday
night. Fancy man Mexican.
It is so – but it's not. It's not expensive, man. It was me, my two girls, my wife, and my daughter's boyfriend. And, like, compared to – you know, we're talking about the price of stuff. Mexican is,
still pretty cheap.
I feel like I'm –
and you get a lot of food.
Yeah. I feel like I'm stealing from them.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. And chips and salsa on the side. Can't go wrong.
Amen, sister. But, amen. All right. Well, Jack, great talking to you. Enjoy your tacos and your pizza, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
I think she thought that was going to be more fulfilling for her.
Yeah, like, much like the pizza sheets.
Or like any woman that has had an experience with us in the past. That was not as good as I thought it was going to be. Justin writes on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF.
Yeah.
The only people who get sick of pizza are people who have worked in pizza joints. I know from experience.
All right, well, that makes sense if you're constantly at it.
That'll ruin any food for you, I think, working in the industry.
No,
I worked in a kitchen that made a bunch of stuff, and I would make myself the same thing every day.
But I even think, like, even if it's not all ruined, like, there's going to be at least one thing that you see in that kitchen.
Like, you're either sick of the smell, or the process.
Yeah. Look, I get the logic behind.
By the way, when you were doing those jobs, you were fat and broke.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm. Yeah, so I mean, you were fighting a lot there.
It was like a kid in a candy shop, man. Second the boss left,
or you in a candy shop.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF again. Story in the Wall Street Journal says the popularity of pizza nationally is plummeting. That at one point, pizzerias were the second most popular chain restaurants in America. They have fallen all the way to sixth. They have been overtaken in delivery by Mexican restaurants and coffee bakery style like sandwich shops. Jim has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jim boy, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hey. So Papa John's left the area for a little while, came back.
Okay, so, yeah, Papa John's has re-emerged in Rochester, but they only have, like, two or three locations now, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know.
Is that the one Shaq promotes?
Yep, Shaq's Papa John's. Yeah.
Get the Shaq-a-ronis.
Hey, Jim, are you a Papa John's guy?
Yes, I am.
I will never trust anything you say.
Like, that's your go-to pizza?
No.
What's your go-to?
My go-to, I live down in Southern Tier, so I go to... Pizza 151 over in Batavia.
Okay. All right. I've heard good things about that place.
And they do a sweet sauce. It's delicious.
All right. Well, Jimmy, great talking pizza with you, buddy. I appreciate the call.
All right, bud.
All right. There goes Jim. Anybody, if I ask them what's your favorite pizza place and they tell me a chain restaurant, like, I'm not exaggerating.
What do you mean by a chain pizza place?
Papa John's or Pizza Hut or whatever. Yeah. I'm done with you as a person. Nothing you say to me will ever hold weight.
Yeah, that's
again.
Like a.
No, but there are some chains that I thought were like Pizzeria Uno was. I liked their pizza. They had a bar there. It was nice.
It's pizza that'll do.
Like when I was on a road,
shouldn't be your number one.
Like if I see a Pizzeria Uno and I'm not familiar with the area, I would go to that.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I will get a Pizza Hut when we're in a hotel or a Domino's or whatever, or Pizzeria. Fine. I'm saying if you have other options, or you tell
the other option,
or you tell me your favorite pizza place in Rochester is a Papa John's or a Pizza
That's
Hut.
That's weird.
Or whatever. Yeah. Nothing you say to me will ever matter ever again. So everyone that knows me, just keep that in mind.
Just be done with you.
All right, let's take a break.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
How you like me now?
Mm-hmm.
Good, I hope.
Yes, very good. Like that much.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills with a gritty, dirty.
Ugly. Florida win.
27-24 win over your Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. They eliminate Jacksonville from the playoffs. They move on to Denver on Saturday. We are waiting to hear. It will be either a 4:30 or an 8 p.m. start on Saturday. Short week on the road against a team that's had a bye. Playing a mile high, son.
Oh, boy.
But before we get there, we have to deal with what happened on Friday.
Yeah.
Tommy made some picks.
I said they were going to win.
He forgot all of his picks. He has no idea what we're about to
move
do.
Move on.
Here.
Let's get Fatesy on.
Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Mule excuse post game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick from Friday here in the break room on CMF. Over under 1.5 touchdown passes.
That's a throw it.
Passes. Yes.
In the end zone. Yes. Touchdown.
Yes, you got it. For Josh Allen on Sunday.
Yeah, of course I'm taking that, man. By the way, the weather's beautiful. It's going to be sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of wind.
Sure.
Beautiful day, 70 degrees. So the elements are all there for him.
Let's keep in mind, the Bills have the NFL's leading rusher on their roster in James Cook.
I understand.
And Josh could also run it in.
You got it. That doesn't count as a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
I know. You got to throw it in.
Well, no, like the Eagles game, right? Like he had two touchdowns.
Yeah.
He rushed both of them.
I get it.
Okay. No, I don't think you do.
There are many ways to the end zone, Pat.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are.
You are an athletic little strippy of a man.
Bitch. You are over 1.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
Yes.
Okay. Josh Allen in the fourth quarter put that team on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the game, despite how frustrating the game was, his numbers were remarkable. He was 28-35, 273 yards. He added 33 yards on 11 carries. He had three total touchdowns.
Yes. Done.
But only one of them was through the air.
I got three.
One touchdown pass. I know Josh has had some statistically impressive playoff games in his career. The Patriots game comes to mind. He threw a perfect game. I would argue yesterday was his most impressive playoff performance ever. They already had a wide receiver out with Josh Palmer not dressing. They lose Gabe Davis during the second to last drive. That looks like that could be
he's out.
Career.
He had
ender.
A leg brace on.
Same knee.
They covered his face off the field.
Yeah. Also, Tyrell Shavers was hurt that whole second
it's a
half.
Great name, though.
He had three healthy wide receivers, and managed to lead two touchdown drives.
And his hand was on fire.
Yes, in the fourth quarter. He did not make a mistake. He was all guts. And I still can't believe
what
I saw.
Blades of the pain, Pat. That's what this game's all about.
But, Tommy, everybody is in pain. He was literally playing that fourth quarter with a hand tied behind his back. That's how handicapped that team was in the fourth quarter. And he won that effing game. But you lose 0-1. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 0.5 a pick for Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh. Yeah, I think they get to him.
Why?
I just do.
What?
It sounds like he's due for a pick. Like when you've had that long of a string, it's just like the time has come. He's going to get too comfortable. He's home. His blood sugar is going to be off the chart.
Is he diabetic?
He's going to be chugging RC Colas and eating Fritos
that is
for the
most
game.
Jacksonville
That's
thing.
What he was raised on. And he was breastfed. Till he was 7 years old.
You're asking a lot of this defense to go in.
It's the playoffs, man. You can now see the Super Bowl. Get with it.
No, I understand. But you can win a game without getting an interception. Yeah. They do
you
it all.
Manage
the,
it.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Let's get to it.
So to be clear,
let's shut this team down.
You are over 0.5 an interception for Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence. We told you on Friday in the last 6 weeks, Trevor Lawrence had thrown one interception.
Yep.
Yesterday, Trevor Lawrence went 18-30, 207 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 picks.
Yep.
And both of those interceptions cost the Jags big time.
But that last one was just a nail.
It ends the game, obviously. Yeah. But the Shaq Thompson interception in the first quarter led to a Bills field goal. Kimmy, how much did the Bills win by?
They won by 3, Pat.
Trevor Lawrence cost him that game.
Yeah.
He is not a good quarterback. And I know that his numbers look good on paper. When the Jags, Kimmy, could not run the ball at the end of the first and the end of the second half, he was terrible. And the amount of almost interceptions he threw.
Yeah.
Trey White
wasn't too sharp.
Owned him as I sit in his jersey.
He's a weird-looking kid.
Oh, my God. I mean, we're talking about football. Kimmy.
He can't get over it.
I know he can't.
Yeah.
How did Trevor Lawrence look so good for so long and the Bills just made him look like hot garbage?
Well, you said they were playing weak teams.
I mean, they were, I didn't expect them to look that bad.
And both teams, though, not teams you normally see, so maybe they just, you know.
Well, he did throw 3 touchdowns. That's not the worst day.
They weren't, like, ground, but they were all inside the 10, if I'm not mistaken. And Kimmy, the Jags were gashing the Bills on the ground.
Mm.
Gashing the Bills. The Bills could not stop the run. Why did they keep? They threw the ball 30 times. If I am the head coach, Liam Cohen of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I am not throwing the ball until you stop me from running the ball. I could not believe it.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure why they've abandoned the run.
Absolutely insane. All right. You're 1-1.
Mm.
You're looking good.
Okay.
Let's get to our third pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
I mean, the South notoriously has a hard time holding on to land. So I say, Yankee Cook there is going to take care of it.
100, though? Over 100.
100.
I mean, he could still have a great game and not get to 100.
I understand that.
They could be also throwing him out of the backfield, which would cut down on his carries.
But you need this kid, and this kid has delivered all season. Why would you bet against him now?
Okay. It's logical. The logic's there. The logic is there. So to be clear.
Crouton boy.
I complimented you.
I called you crouton
boy. This is why nobody is ever nice to
you. All the croutons you went on Sunday.
Thank you. So to be clear, you're over 100 yards rushing for James.
Yes, Bush. To be clear.
Okay. By the way, joke's on you. I had a white hot yesterday, and Bill Graves does it where they cut it in half.
What'd you have inside?
James Cook, NFL's leading rusher, and first-time All-Pro this year.
Damn.
15 carries, 46 yards. It was his lowest output of the season. That Jags run D was no joke. They shut him down.
He also looked like he got banged up a little bit.
He did. He did, yes. Yeah. But the Bills were losing running. Okay, they came in, down Ty Johnson.
Yep.
Ray Davis on that fumble kick return hurt himself.
Yeah.
Frank Gore Jr. got a carry in a playoff game yesterday because they were so hurt for a little while. I was pretty excited for him.
Yeah.
Right?
Excited, yeah, but you know it's never a good situation when he's playing.
How do you know Frank Gore Jr. isn't great?
I'm not saying he's
get in
not,
there,
but,
Wally
but
Pip,
the,
Ray Davis.
The reason he's playing is because the other guys are hurt.
All right, so the good news,
yeah.
Despite the fact that Ray Davis had his lowest rushing total of the season, that Jags rushing defense is the best D they will see AFC or NFC for the rest of the playoffs.
All right.
So as long as James is not too banged up after yesterday.
Should be cake.
Big things coming.
All right.
Big things coming.
That's good.
All right. You're 1-2, but you got two picks. You could still finish over 500.
Yeah. Easily. Right.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy here on CMF. Do the Bills win this playoff game on Sunday? And if so, is it by 2 points or more?
Oh, done. Well, you know, I'm pulling for a win here, obviously, right? Come on.
Yeah. And the way you've picked seems like that's the direction you're going in.
And I think, you know, Cook is going to have a great game. I'm thinking Josh is going to have a great game.
Ooh.
So, of course, they're going to cover that measly 2 points.
2 points. Okay, gotcha.
What's that?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think, you know, based on my previous picks?
Yep.
So, I'm going to say the Bills win and they cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, looking farther afield.
It's not further afield today. I can't even look at you right now. I'm so mad at you.
Moving forward.
Shut.
I see me.
Oh, my God.
A Jayville Skinner style Yankees coming down to kick your ass. Blowout.
Blowout.
Southern blowout.
You just have to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's not for this pick. I just mean in general. All right, you're 1-3. But there's still the bonus pick level.
Oh, yeah. But we did it.
Oh, no, we know.
I thought they had a camera at the facility.
Can we get to the bonus pick for Tommy? I'd see him.
Okay. Not so fast, buddy.
Yeah.
Jayville, buddy.
Uh-huh.
So this game's going to be a hell of a game for the Bills.
Kimmy, it's an Italian game. This is a game going to be a hell of a game. But this is a game going to be good.
And I'll tell you that Trevor Lawrence is not going to have any fun. And I'm going to say his mama, who's going to be watching from prison, is going to have to be restrained and put into isolated housing because her boy's getting his ass rubbed in
Trevor
the dirt.
Trevor Lawrence's mother is not in prison.
How do you know?
I don't, but I'm almost positive. They would have done a story
half
about
of
that.
The men in Florida's mamas are either in prison or been in prison. She's gonna have to be restrained and put into isolated houses. She's not going to be able to watch her son.
This is the dumbest bonus pick, I think, of the season.
Your bonus pick?
Yeah.
Is it Trevor Lawrence's mother?
Who's incarcerated.
Is so upset that her son plays bad.
She's in the Florida State prison system.
She gets thrown in the hole.
She gets thrown in the hole.
Okay.
And it's Salisbury steak night.
It's the worst. One of our listeners alerted us that his mother has an Instagram because we were at this
did
time
some research. Yeah.
Yep. On Friday, we were terrified that she had died.
Yeah. There was like one of those fake posts that, you know, clickbait.
Well, no, because you never know what ends up going viral. And with our luck, like that would hit like some like national feed, and like we awful show in New York kills Trevor Lawrence's mom after she already dies. No, she has posted on Instagram. She is not in prison.
Yes.
Oh, so she's out?
She's out. Yep. So.
Oh, wow.
She was never in prison.
I wonder how much time she did.
I don't think. I mean, she may have been arrested when she was a kid
before
Who she knows? Died.
All right. You went 1-4. Not good. But hey.
The Bills won.
When you do poorly, the Bills do well.
There you go.
Unfortunately, you're so bad at this, you can't even do poorly. All right. Let's take a roll. By the way, before we move on here, again, the Bills will be playing Denver on Saturday. We're waiting for an official game time, unless it's happened while we've been on the air. As we sit here, your Buffalo Bills, who did not win the division, and everyone thinks is banged up, and are taking on a team on a short week that has had a bye, are 1.5-point favorites over the Broncos.
Wow.
Ooh.
Are the Broncos that, you know, I mean, bad?
No, they're number one seed.
No, but you were saying, but again, it's one of these soft schedule teams.
Well, they are. They have one of the softest schedules in NFL history.
Oh.
The Jags.
History?
The Jags, didn't they go into Denver and smoke them?
I don't remember.
I think they did. I mean, I know the Jags
smoked
them.
Denver was in a lot of close games.
They were. It was like a Chiefs kind of situation from last year. So the Bills are 1.5-point favorites right now.
Damn.
Something to think about.
Yeah, the Jags won. This was a couple weeks ago.
In Denver?
34-20 in Denver.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. We can talk about that and a whole bunch more.
Okay.
With our good buddy from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, Hot Takes Dan Fates. He was in Jacksonville yesterday.
What?
As soon as he landed, a mullet magically appeared on the top of his head. He looks like he'd look good with a mullet.
Yeah.
Is it like Hawaii, like where they put you get the lay?
The lay.
In Jacksonville, you get the mullet.
It just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.